You recording directly here?
Yes.
Oh,
the makers, huh? You have a quota of books to distribute, and you pray to Krishna to fulfill that. So is that, what's the question, is it pleasing? Is it pleasing, or is, does it please Krishna?
Whether it's pure devotional
service. Pure devotional service is that which is done without any personal motive. Distributing books is always pleasing to Krishna, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Yeah, it depends on your motive. If you want to fulfill the quota so that you can please the devotees who have set you that quota because they want to do it to please Guru and Krishna, then that's pure. If it's so that you can seem to be good in the eyes of others and be praised by others, then that's, or if there's as much as that attitude is there, then it's not pure.
Praktickou zase, že někdy se stává, že prostě nemáme čas, máme to v chrámu hodně a pak třeba jeden někam na trvání, kde máme něco toho a musíme toho učentovat. Já vím, že to není dobře, ale někdy jsme k tomu jako vynucení, protože pak bychom šli se pozdě spát a tak. Tak jestli
so this is more practical question. When there is a lot of service in the temple, for example on Sunday, and then we have to go on traveling, Sankirtan traveling, whether it's okay to chant our rounds during driving, while driving.
Yeah, that's okay. Sometimes we have to make adjustments. Alternatively, you could rise very early, but just like this Janmashtami festival has been day after day from most devotees with very little sleep, so that might not be so practical also. Sometimes we have to make adjustments, what can be done.
Že Šila Prabhupada nedokončil Šrýmad Bhagavatam, tak já se s ním nějak jako nemůžu nic nějak smířit, že bych chtěl číst ty další zpěvy, ale není to jako by Prabhupadova kniha, že na to nikdy nemám čas, tak jak to jako vysvětlit, proč ho Krishna to nedechám dokončit.
Srila Prabhupada didn't completely finish Srimad Bhagavatam, and there is also this attitude that we should first of all read all Srila Prabhupada's books, and then I do not find so much time reading the complete Srimad Bhagavatam, and internally I cannot somehow understand why Krishna didn't let Srila Prabhupada finish the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, if you can comment somehow.
Why didn't Krishna have Srila Prabhupada stay until the whole world is Krishna conscious? Why didn't he let Bhaktivinoda Thakur stay till the whole world is Krishna conscious? The acharyas, they leave us, they leave the forthcoming descendants of Vaishnavas they leave some service for them to do. You should read the parts of the 10th canto and the 11th and 12th cantos that are not translated by Srila Prabhupada. It's mostly the commentaries are from previous acharyas. They're done on the order of Srila Prabhupada and in service to him. And very important instructions are there. It's the Bhagavatam. You just can't chop off part of Krishna's head or his crown. The different parts of the Bhagavatam are compared to different parts of Krishna's body, so we shouldn't neglect any part of Krishna's body. We shouldn't neglect any part of Srimad Bhagavatam.
And can I consider reading The 10th, 11th, 12th canto as reading Srila Prabhupada's books, is it the same?
Obviously it's not exactly the same, but it, as I said, it's done on Srila Prabhupada's order and in the spirit of service to him, and mostly quoting the previous acharyas. So it's not the same, but you can say it is of the same spiritual quality. It's transcendental. It's purifying. It's Srimad Bhagavatam.
Jsem četl Čaitana Charitamritu Fantialiva a četl jsem tam, jaký tam Raghunath Das Gosvami dělal odříkání. Tak mi zaujalo, že Čaitana Mahaprabhu byl z toho nadšený z toho odříkání, tak já jsem se chtěl zeptat, proč je tam popsali takové odříkání. A jestli to my mám nějakým způsobem následovat, nebo proč to tam jako kdyby, je takhle jako kdyby oslovovaný, objevovaný. Protože Prabhupada chtěl, aby jsme spíš kázali a rozdávali knihy a zakládali centra, než aby jsme dělali odříkání, který to...
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antialila, there are descriptions of Raghunath Das Goswami and his severe austerities. So the question is, actually, why it is described at all? Because Srila Prabhupada wanted us more to do some practical service, to do book distribution and like this. So, yeah, how to understand?
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that different associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they demonstrated different aspects of pure devotional service and they performed different services in his mission. So one of the things that Raghunath Das did was to show, all the six Goswamis did, was to show complete detachment from this world. So although we can't imitate Raghunath Das, we should... In performing our services in the Sankirtan movement, we should internalize that feeling that we don't want any sense gratification, that our body is not important. We maintain it to serve Krishna, otherwise there's no point.
Otázku, že někdy se stává, že nemáme prostě čas tiskat o pár knih, dali se přes víkend. Takže někdy třeba pár týdnů po sobě čtu jenom třeba 4 dny v týdnu. Tak, jak...
Jsi to v pohodě?
No, jako, po mně to není. Ale jako, jak to mám jako zmanežerovat, nebo... Jsem se taky ten problém taky řekl, že prostě přes víkend se nečte a tak. Mně to někdy jako chybí. Tak jsem se chtěl zeptat.
So sometimes it is difficult to find time to read Srila Prabhupada's books. Especially during the weekends, for us it's the schedule is so, or the service, there is so much service that sometimes week after week I read only 4 or 5 days in the week and not during the weekend. So what to do about it? How can I?
Supplement your reading by hearing. Everyone who's busy engaged in the Sankirtan mission has the same challenge. Sometimes we're very busy.
Pak Prabhupada vlastně ve svých knihách píše, že vlastně čistá odanost znamená.
If and when you get some extra time, don't waste it. Utilize it for extra hearing and chanting. Hearing, chanting and reading.
Že Prabhupada nějak by popsaný, že čistá odaná služba znamená, že to není dlouží ani po osvobození jít na Goloku a vyslužit nějakým vztahu. A každý odaný má přirozeně nějakou touhu sloužit v Kršnovi, třeba na Goloce vydávání nebo na Vankum, tak v nějakém určitém vztahu. Protože třeba Gopi jsou popisovány jako nejlepší odaný. A ty jsou právě z Goloky, tak jestli tohle je jako taky nějakým způsobem čistá odanost, protože odaný nechce ani jít právě na tu Goloku, tak jak to chápat správně. No?
So pure devotee does not have even the desire to be liberated from this world, But devotees may have sometimes the desire to serve Krishna in some relationship with him. For example, gopis are described as the best servants of Krishna. So what about these desires to serve Krishna?
First, we should be fully fixed in wanting to serve Krishna and not wanting to enjoy our senses. In due course of time, how we are to serve Krishna in the spiritual world, that will be revealed to us.
Že vlastně vypísáci na své dlouhý vlasy a že to je vlastně popisané jako ta Tamasra ve 12. zpěvu, ale přitom jako že v Kršanové kultuře před 5000 lety, tak Arjuna, Vidura, prostě Kršan, všichni mají dlouhý vlasy, ne? Tak proč je to dneska tak braní, jakože to je nepřípustný absolutně.
So hippies, they wore long hair and it is understood that it's tamoguna or it's not very good. But still, in Krishna's culture, Krishna and Arjuna and Vidura, they all had long hair. So how to understand why it's not nowadays okay?
Long hair is not necessarily in tamaguna. If it's long and unkempt, that would be tamaguna. If it's long and properly groomed, that's more like rajoguna. But in Krishna's pastimes, there's no sattvaguna or rajoguna or tamaguna. It's all transcendental. The keeping hair is for householders, especially non-brahmana householders may do so. That's something attractive, socially attractive. But in Krishna's pastimes, there's nice clothes, nice food, nice everything, but it's not for sense gratification. And that's all ananda chinmaya rasa. That's all on the platform of transcendental enjoyment. This material world is just a perverse reflection of that.
Otázku, že když třeba někdo ví pana Jagannatha, nebo je popisovaný ten popis, když ten muslim umírá a řekl to haram, že dosáhne jako kdyby osvobození, tak když jen třeba za teatrou a lidi, kteří vlastně třeba nemají nic společného s vědomí Krišny a vidí tento Jagannatha, tak je řečený, že kdyby nějakým způsobem dosáhl osvobození, tak jak je to myšlený?
So when a person sees Lord Jagannath, or there is this story about some Muslim man who chanted while he was dying, he said haram, and he got liberation, achieved liberation. And so when we perform Ratha-yatra festivals, and those people who are not in Krishna consciousness will see Lord Jagannath, will they achieve mukti also?
Rate tu vamanang drishva punar janma na jayate. Who sees the Lord on his chariot, they don't get born again, is the statement of Shastra. Srila Prabhupada once explained that statements in Shastra that one gets liberation means that one gets the chance in a future life to take to Krishna consciousness. So that's one way it may be understood. Or it may be that if one quits this work, he gets on the path of liberation. At the very least, we can say this. Or if he leaves the world just seeing Jagannath, then he can go directly to the spiritual world or to get impersonal liberation according to his desire and his...